This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Wednesday, July 9, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Expressions of interest for the $70 million Kazankulla Bridge, development of which would produce a much-needed alternative to ferry transport over the natural boundary between Botswana, Zambia and Zimbabwe, could be issued by November or October. But the NEPAD Business Foundation, NBF, which was a keen supporter of the project, given its potential economic benefits, warned on Tuesday that efforts would have to be made to ensure that politics did not stand in the way of progress. NBF senior project manager John Roche said that while the African Development Bank was funding the feasibility study, Zimbabwe, which had not initially participated in the process, now wanted to make its own assessment. A small portion of the bridge goes past Zimbabwean territorial waters, so the Zimbabwean authorities have now requested that they do their own feasibilities, Roche reported, suggesting that this could present a challenge to the schedule.
The other challenge that you have there specifically, and one needs to refer to that, is that the African Development Bank is funding the feasibility study. But what has come to the fore since then is that because Zimbabwe did not participate in that process, and one, a small portion of the bridge actually goes past Zimbabwean territorial waters, and they have now requested also that they would like to do some feasibilities on their part. But I think you have some of this political challenge.
The head of Water Resources Program at the South African Development Community Secretariat has cautioned that it is growing increasingly difficult to raise funds for water projects in the region, and he has appealed for assistance to reverse this worrying trend. Senior Program Manager Pera Ramuli described as a serious problem the current difficulties being confronted within SADC by those attempting to raise capital for projects that were not tied in any way to hydropower schemes. There are, in fact, some 134 water-related projects currently in the pipeline, ranging from bulk water supply schemes through to capacity-building initiatives, and the SADC Secretariat was looking to package some of these for funding. South African ferrochrome producers faced losing credibility as suppliers, as customer confidence took a dip because of the electricity cuts that producers are being asked to make, said Marafi Resources CEO Steve Perry. He explained that a 10% electricity usage decrease meant production losses of between 5 and 10%, which amounted to about 250,000 and 350,000 tons a year of ferrochrome lost in export. The country would see increasing production from Kazakhstan and India, who would take advantage of the gap made by South Africa, Piri said, adding that South African ferrochrome production would remain flat until about 2010, when new electricity supply would come online and allow for expansions. The cost of ferrochrome production in South Africa would also increase by at least 30% in 2008, compared with China's production costs, which would increase by about 50%, he said. Also making headlines, MTN extends exclusive talks with India's Reliance. Gauteng milestone as Mbazima Shilowa receives project's first four-car train set. Mozambique to invest in gas-powered vehicles. South African mining CEOs to hold two-day safety roundtable. Employment equity is the next big transformation challenge for Anglo-American South Africa. And Harmony cuts cash portion for Australian sale after Monarch battles to raise funds. In political news, Zimbabwe talks to resume under Mbeki mediation, says Zim government. G8 to impose sanctions on Mugabe Circle. Muslim nations warn of food and fuel disaster. And Zambian president has minor surgery in France. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.